Blog Talk Radio.
And good morning. You are listening live to the show, The Bucket List, here on Blog Talk Radio. It is Friday, December 13th. How are you all doing on this Friday morning? I typically have good luck on Friday the 13th. I don't know about the rest of you, but do your best to make it a good day. As you know, I am April Vidal. If you don't know, here I am, live on the radio. This can be heard on the internet, and again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com to find me. I also have a Facebook and an email you can reach me at if you have any ideas for a segment for the bucket list, or perhaps you'd like to be a guest on my show, which I strongly encourage. It's lots of fun. And people can call in and chat with you. And it's a fun way to start your Friday morning, especially Friday the 13th. We have a good lineup for you today. Our segment today is concentrating on retirement, which, what perfect time to start completing items on your bucket list. What I'd like to do is start off, like I do always, with our birthday segment, where I read birthdays from Friday today, all the way through next Thursday. So we're going to go ahead and start with that, and then we have a guest that I know you're all going to want to meet and listen to. He's an awesome guy. So let's get started with the birthday segment. All right, there's some fun music to start your morning. Hope you all enjoyed that. Got my maracas out here and doing a little dance here. All right, so starting off with our birthdays, we have quite a few. Starting from today, we've got a very good friend of our family wishing a very happy 25th birthday to Ricky Fowler. Ricky Fowler is a pro golfer. You can see him on television, and we just love Ricky and his orange. Happy birthday, Ricky. I hope you hear our show. Next, we've got Casey Joe, Cindy Calavita, Bridget Bolaine, Kelly Yurnell Rotuno, Donald Pierce, Linda Dutton-Nosh, Ronit Rudolph, Kaden Morgan, Trina O'Meara, Brian Winiger, Mary Lynn Episcopo, Julio Gonzalez, who is an up-and-coming great comedian, Casey Loving, Austin Prince, Carol Hernandez, Jennifer Aldred, a walker, Vince Harper, another great comedian, Bob Barnett, Liz Hildebrand, over there at the Disney Lofts, I believe, Judy Bevins, excuse me, Terry Scott, Alyssa Bush, Gail Devaney, Brittany Massey, Linda Holt Esslinger, Tori Wadlington, Kelsey Westbrook, Lauren Moreno, Rachel Stickles, Jenny Rauscher Collier, Cassin Klein, Kelly Dayan Woolley, Keely Dayan Woolley, Maddie Carr, Carla Peterson, Natasha Potashny, Annette Holdaway. If you have a birthday next week and you want to make sure it gets live on Blog Talk Radio here at the Bucket List, be sure you send me a message reminding me that it's your birthday. And if I ever miss a birthday, you can also email me at aprilvidal1@gmail.com or find me on Facebook under April J. Vidal or Miss April's Dance, and you can make sure that I say your birthday even if it's a little late. All right, so today, talking about retirement, we have a very special guest for you today. His name is Bill Dunn. We're going to let him on the air right now, and let's see if he's there. Bill, good morning. Are you there?
Hey, good morning, April. How are you doing?
Ah, there's Bill, everybody. This is Bill Dunn. Let's give a nice round of applause for Bill.
Yay.
I love that applause button. I could play with that thing all day long. I just boost myself up every day. I say my name when I'm on mute, and I just keep playing the applause button.
I have it from my alarm on my phone or my clock there by the bed. So every morning the alarm goes off, and I get a big applause.
Well, I guess you're applauding that you get to wake up, right?
Yay,
I'm awake. Awesome. Well, listen, Bill, I'm so, first of all, thankful that you were able to join us today. I know you lead a very riveting, busy life over there in, I'm not sure, is it Santa Barbara where you're calling from?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Beautiful
so
Santa
why
Barbara.
Okay, awesome. You're living in paradise over there. Can you maybe give your listeners a little bit of a background on what you do on a day-to-day basis currently?
Currently, I do whatever I can around the house to keep the house running good and everything else. I maintain my fishing equipment. I maintain my hunting equipment. I do all the running around and everything with my wife. We enjoy the movies and go out to the movies as often as possible to the point of nauseam, some of the movies that we've seen, but we really enjoy going to the movies and hang out with friends up in Santa Barbara and grill out in the backyard. So that's pretty much the daily routine.
That sounds awesome. I am looking so much forward to retirement. That sounds great. What did you do before you retired? What was your job? And if you had one or two or three jobs, I'm not sure. Kind of give us a lowdown on that.
Well, I'm kind of fortunate. I've had a couple of times to retire. And the first time I left something, I left a job or whatever, was the Marine Corps. I was in the Marine Corps for 4 years. I went to, went overseas and, had a couple of good times while I was in the Marine Corps. I went to jump school and Army Ranger school and Navy Diver school, all being a Marine, which was very, very fortunate for me. I got to do a lot of things that most Marines don't get to do. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I became a policeman and, in Los Angeles, and I very, very much love that job. It was probably the best job I've ever had and never will have. And met my wife while I was on the job, unintentionally. And after about 10 years or so, I got pretty badly injured on the job. So they had to medically discharge me. I had some major back surgeries and total knee replacement after 8 operations and operations on
both
hands. So they finally got tired of trying to fix me. So they So they retired me. And so all of a sudden I was at home and doing nothing and not leading the active lifestyle that I was normally leading. I was in a very active division in LAPD as a metropolitan division, and that's kind of one of the elite divisions of the police department. So when I retired, all of a sudden I had nothing to do. And fortunately, at the time, there was a company that I had done some off-duty work for that decided that they wanted me to work for them. And I was still in the process of learning how to walk and move around and things like that. So they were very patient with me and brought me back, to limited duty and limited work schedule and things like that. And I ended up working for them for a total of 25 years.
Wow.
Doing mostly office work and investigations and things like that. And it was the type of thing where I could do as much as I needed to do or as much as I wanted to do. So it was a very, very good job for me. But
great.
You find out that you have, your bucket list, and that's a term that I never really cared for, never really thought about, I guess. It was always just stuff I wanted to do, and I never really called it a bucket list, I guess, until that movie came out. So there were always things that I just wanted to do. I wanted to hunt and fish and be with my family and, exercise and do various things. So I watched my family as they were all involved in karate, and eventually I became involved in karate in a limited capacity, and with a lot of restrictions because of my knee and my back and my hands. So I stayed with that as long as I could, and after we moved a couple of times, it became more difficult to go to the schools that I wanted to go to. So I ended up kind of falling out of the karate scene. But we moved up to Santa Barbara, and I got more involved in fishing and things like that. We had a major life event that really disrupted our family when my daughter passed away. And so that kind of, really devastated our family for a long time. And so after that happened, our family became much closer, and we started to do everything together and do all the things that remind you how important the family is. So, and that continues to this day. Even though we're living about 1,500 miles apart, my sons are in Texas, and my wife and I live here in Santa Barbara. But since then, I went to work for Tenet Healthcare, and I was there for 25 and a half years. I left Tenet to go to a company called Centex, the home builders, and I was doing investigations for them. They never had anybody in a position like that. And I was recovering a lot of stolen property and things like that for them. And then Centex was bought out, so I kind of retired from Centex and started my own company as a private investigator, and did that for a few years, and officially kind of wrapped that up when we moved back to Santa Barbara earlier this year, in February of this year. So that's where we're at.
Wow. So, first of all, you need a sticker that says "Good Doer." You're doing good things. You being a police officer and returning stolen property, and I mean, you just and working so hard all of your life, you've done so many things, and then having to, on top of that, like you mentioned, deal with tragedy, which I personally understand because I lost my brother. And I for you listeners, if you want to call in to talk to Bill, his number is 347-677-0699 here at Live Blog Talk Radio. We'd love to hear from you. But Bill, letting our listeners know that I also knew personally, myself and my husband and my family knew Bill's daughter, who was an absolutely beautiful, beautiful young lady, and she's missed every day in our hearts. And I just wanted to be sure and express that to you, Bill, and let our listeners know that, you know, you just have a wonderful, wonderful family. And I'm just so proud of the way you guys have evolved. And you know, like you say, with a bucket list, we don't really think about the term bucket list. We're not, you know, doing that. But it's a good time when it is brought up to maybe take out a pencil and paper and just start jotting things down. And, you know, you can do it as a family. You know, even though you're miles away, you know, you can get on the phone and just make it a project to what could we all maybe do? What do we want to do all together? What can you and your wife do alone? You know, that kind of thing, so that at least the wheels start turning and you may come up with some great, you know, surprising things along the way. But, Bill, I want to interrupt us both for a moment. We have a caller that has been on hold for 16 minutes and 30 seconds. So let's get them on. Let's see who we've got. Area code 214, you're live on Blog Talk Radio on the Bucket List. I'm your host, April Vidal. And who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Tony.
Tony. Good morning, Tony. Do you know Bill?
Yes, I do. I'm
well,
actually...
how nice.
Yes, calling
how
from
nice
Texas.
Of you to call. You're calling from Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
Fabulous. I like that. Yes, ma'am. Did you tilt your hat when you said that? Did you?
No, I'm not wearing a hat right now. We're inside.
Well, I like your voice there. Well, what brings you to calling us? Do you have a bucket list before we let you talk to Bill?
I've been working on one. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Oh, just, I guess, kind of the same thing. You know, known Mr. Dunn for several years, pretty good friends with one of his sons who lives here in Texas and co-worker. And
okay.
We've actually been able to one of the things we would do is, like you said, with the hunting and the fishing and traveling, that's probably one of our biggest things that we've done and had
that's
a lot
great.
Of opportunities to travel with them, travel out to see them in Santa Barbara, and see different parts of California, different parts of the country with one of their sons, as well as we're big baseball fans, Dodger fans. And so
right on.
To do that from Texas and make it out to L.A., to St. Louis and other places have been quite a good experience.
That's great. So your bucket list is a lot of activity and travel. So that is awesome. I'm envious of you. Someday when I retire, I hope to do that same thing. And my husband, as Bill knows, you know, he's quite influential with me, and he tries to get me to fish. I'm not really the hunting kind, but my son Justin is having back issues again. So once he's better. You know, he's got his hunting clothes ready, his camouflage, and he can't wait to get out there. I guess he's got some friends that hunt. So that's. I feel like that's becoming bigger and bigger, or maybe it's just because I'm getting older and older that I know more people that, you know, that's what they do. Because I, you know, 10 years ago, I never really heard about people hunting. But now, I guess, you know, the older we get, everybody's looking for things to do, and I guess that's a really great a way to get out and, like you say, spend time with friends, and it does take you to travel to different places depending on the, you know, the hunting season and what you're hunting for, I guess. So what do you hunt?
Absolutely.
What do you hunt?
Everything from, well, here in Texas we have a bit of a wild hog problem, or boars, I guess. I don't know what you guys would refer to them as.
Yeah.
Out there.
Wild boars.
We
yeah.
a lot of pig. There's deer hunting here. It's real big. There's from coyotes to everything. A lot of people have, I lived on a farm in East Texas for a while, and we, sweet potato farm, and the hogs love to get into the sweet potatoes. So trying to ward off all your sweet potatoes from the boar was not the easiest stuff, but definitely was kept you busy.
Well, why don't I let you go ahead, Bill, go ahead and say hi to each other, let's share with the two of you your things in common are.
Good morning, Anthony. Let me just say that Anthony is living the dream as we speak.
Oh, is he?
He's a fireman paramedic which is a great thing in itself. And all the enjoyment and satisfaction he gets out of that job. He's a pediatric flight paramedic.
Children's
hospital. Yeah, so he's a semi-angel, I guess. And, in addition to the hunting and the fishing and everything that Anthony does, he also loves baseball, and he and Patrick have traveled back and forth to several different ballparks this year, going to Dodger games in different cities. And they're both big Dodger fans and Ranger fans. And
that's amazing.
In addition to that, he likes to hang out with Patrick, and they've made a couple of trips out here to California to visit us while we were getting the house together and things like that. He was out here surfing and doing all the fun things that a guy like Anthony does.
Well, so what is Patrick doing that he can travel? What Patrick just living the life along with him, huh?
Patrick's pretty much living the life also. He's a fireman paramedic, and was in the Air Force for 4 years, and then went overseas to Afghanistan over in Kandahar, and came back, had a great life there in Texas, went to paramedic school, finished first in his class. Then he hooked up with Anthony, and things kind of went downhill from there. But no, seriously, he and Anthony have become great friends. Patrick and I go hunting as often as possible, and long-range fishing every year. And Anthony has been on a couple of driving trips with us and done some other things. So I'm glad he had an opportunity to call in.
Yeah, that's great. And Tony, what with Patrick? First of all, guys, I forget, how old is Patrick now?
He's 35.
I had to think about it for a second because my other son's 37. So.
Wow. Okay, Bill. Oh, I hope Maggie's listening to this show. Maggie can smack you with the broom, Bill.
I had to think about how long we've been married. We should be 30, so that's it. Yeah.
Well, okay. So, well, maybe Patrick will call in and correct you if you're wrong. I don't know. So Bill, with your bucket list, do you have some things that, rather than things that, with the hunting and the fishing and the traveling and family time, do you have anything that is maybe more specific? Like, is there one particular thing that you've always wanted to do, with fishing? Is there a place you want to fish that maybe you haven't gone yet or anything like that?
Bucket lists are always changing, and you do things to promote or to prepare yourself for the things that you want to do.
Right.
The biggest thing that I do now is hunting and fishing, and as far as fishing goes, I'm living the bucket list every year when I go fishing with Patrick. And last year I went fishing with Patrick and Michael, my other son. And we went on a 14-day trip. Michael catches his first big tuna. It was a 216-pound yellowfin tuna. And,
oh, my God. Where was this?
This was at the Hurricane Bank. It was on a long-range fishing boat out of San Diego called the Intrepid. And
wow.
We went down about parallel to Puerto Vallarta, about 400 miles out to sea. And it's just a high spot in the middle of the ocean. You don't see any land. You're on the boat for 14 days. And so it really gives you an opportunity to, sit and talk to, it gave me an opportunity to sit and talk to my sons and watch them socialize and interact with other people and, watch people be amazed at the things that they've done in their life. And I've been long range fishing for about 18 years or so, and I
wow.
used to go on these I used to go on these trips, and I do pretty well, and I have a pretty good reputation on the boats and things like that. I used to be Bill Dunn, but now that Michael and Patrick are gone with me, I'm, you know, Patrick and Michael's dad. Hey, there's Patrick and Michael's dad. So, you know, the old
right.
Bill Dunn thing is long gone. So,
hey, Anthony, have you ever gone? Anthony, have you ever gone on any of those with them?
I have not. I'm looking at possibly going next year on a smaller trip. That we've been talking, Patrick and I were talking about just the other day. So looking forward to have the opportunity to do that. It's always seen the pictures and heard the stories and drove out with him to San Diego just last month when they went on their last trip and got to see everything from the boat they're going to be on, the prepping that they do, and everything that goes into it. They're definitely hard workers when it comes to keeping their equipment up to par.
Right. Well, let me ask you guys, we have another caller. Are you guys okay to hang on here?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Let's see who we've got. All right, we've got area code 804. You are live on Blog Talk Radio on the Bucket List. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, April. Good morning. It's Christina.
Oh, good morning, Christina. Let me introduce you to Anthony and Bill we have on. Have you been listening to the show?
I have.
Awesome. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Anthony. Hi, Bill.
Christina, can you, first of all, let me remind our callers, if you'd like to call in and talk to Bill in Santa Barbara, Anthony in Texas, or Christina in
Marietta, woohoo!
Marietta, California, you can call 347-677-0699 and chat with any or all three of them or myself. Christina, can you give us a little background about who Christina is and just your current lifestyle?
Well, that's a big mouthful there. First of all, I have to say I'm from Texas, Alvin, Texas. You probably know where that is, Anthony and Bill. Near Houston, home of Nolan Ryan if you're a baseball fan. I miss Texas. In my travels, I always find a way to get back there and visit family and friends. So, yeah, definitely. I love Texas. But, you know, I found that being military, being a military family, home is always where you hang your hat. So, you know, wherever that is, that's where my home is. And yeah, well, honestly, coming from Texas, like going to school there and the community college there in Alvin, Texas, met with a recruiter for the Army, and I said, hey, I'm tired of working this 40 hours at Burger King and trying to put myself through school. And I said, yeah, I'll go take that, whatever test that is. If I could pay for my college education, and I did that. And ironically, the whole 25-some-odd years of being associated with the military didn't take but only one class the whole time. So that's part of towards the end of my life here in the career is my goal is to finish my degree. But coming from out in Texas, in a very small town, at the time it was a small town, now it's becoming more and more a suburb of Houston, so it's becoming pretty fast-paced and growing quickly. Definitely it was more of a rural town to begin with, and now it's Alvin the metropolis, I guess.
So Christina, what are you doing right now? Just like, what do you just normally do? Not talking about your actual bucket list yet.
Well, right now, I've been living here in Marietta since June time frame and met up with a great group of people here in Marietta, lunch with friends, and started working with Mad Deals. And I don't know, can I plug that?
Yes, no, you absolutely may give them a plug. You are welcome to give them a plug.
MadDeals.net, working with Garrett Cox and Clarissa Pasigan, wonderful, wonderful group of people. Just the Marietta Lunch with Friends, a networking group that I first came to lunch with here in Marietta, meeting a new kid on the block and wanting to associate with some professionals, and wonderful, wonderful group. So since then, the next week I started working for Gear, the marketing company, as their administrative consultant. And, you know, sort of an advisor on things, but mostly administrative function there at the company. Wonderful job. And pretty much, you know, working for them and going to school. I'm currently attending the Art Institute of California in Hollywood for graphic design for my bachelor's science. And so that definitely keeps me pretty busy along with my three kids. I have three kids, 21 and 16 and 14. So, yeah, it's a pretty busy day.
That is busy. And so you moved and came to Murrieta, and you're starting this new life, which is very exciting. And sounds like you're very busy. I'm sure it could be stressful at times. But so from this point, when you look to the future, do you have a bucket list or some items that you're, besides, you know, getting your bachelor's, are there some things you're looking at for the future that you want to mark off?
Oh, most definitely. I've had a little bit of time, of course, thinking upon retirement. I thought, well, all right, I'm going to go golfing, fishing, and, you know, just relaxing. But I haven't quite had a chance to do any. I do love the golfing, but on my bucket list, pretty much, I would like to do some mission trips with our church here over at Calvary Chapel in Murrieta. I'll do some mission trips with them. And an Alaskan cruise. I would love to go on an Alaskan cruise. I had a first experience with on the Cunard Princess there in Bahrain when I was deployed during Desert Storm, had an R&R session there. But Alaskan cruise would be one of the things on my bucket list, as well as traveling back to Europe and Germany, where I served a little bit. Germany, I would love to go on a European train vacation through the mountains where all the snow is at. I would love to do that, definitely. And my ultimate bucket list is to have my own coffee shop / gift shop with a music venue.
Oh, very nice. Okay, that's good that we're talking about this, because for you listeners, just so you know, this also show is recorded. And Christina, you need to blast that all over Facebook so people hear that. That would be awesome. But I did want to ask Tony or Bill, have you guys been to Alaska?
I have, and I went up there fishing a long time ago to a place called Chicharro's Lodge, and the group that I was with included Robert Wagner and Jill St. John and a couple other celebrities. But I'd have to say it wasn't so much fishing as catching. It was a great place to go, a lot of fish, and of course you can only keep a certain number of fish, so we released lots and lots and lots of salmon. But beautiful place. I love Alaska, and would hesitate to go back again. That's another thing on my bucket list.
Ah, so maybe you both go on the same boat. Do you have any tips or any places maybe that you ate or anything that Christina should know, or good hot spots out there? I've also been on an Alaskan cruise, but I don't really remember everything. I was in such awe. I mean, I remember the beauty, but I don't remember names of places because it was so gorgeous. And my in-laws actually treated all of their children and their families to an Alaskan cruise, and it was phenomenal. It was wonderful. And then shortly after, we lost my father-in-law. So it's our last really, really happy memory of the whole family together. It was really nice. But Bill, do you have some places that Christina might want to visit?
We flew up there to Anchorage, initially in Anchorage, and then we were met by a company plane that flew us from Anchorage to Dillingham, and then float planes off to the lodge that we went to. We only stayed one night in Anchorage, and it's been a while, so I can't really remember the name of the restaurants or whatever that we went to, but you have to try the reindeer. The reindeer is pretty good to eat.
Ah.
Not Rudolph.
Not Rudolph.
Santa's a little light on the sleigh this year. So.
Great tip right during the holidays, Bill. We love you. Tony, this is your friend Bill, okay? He's killing off Rudolph over here. Oh, gosh. Okay, so how about, so Christina, you're talking about this, the train trip. Is that something that's common in Europe? I mean, is that something that a lot of the tourists do, or is that more exclusive, something that a lot of military people know about, or kind of fill us in on that, because I don't know anything about that.
Well, what's so wonderful about Europe is they're very much into the public transportation, have awesome, like bullet trains and just normal diesel trains, but to get up in the mountains, that's one of the main ways of getting around. And so I've traveled just a smidge there in Germany and thought, oh, my gosh, this would be so wonderful to be here, not on business, but on vacation, where you could actually get a longer stint of time. So, but that's what it is. For Germany, you have train stations on double-deckers. You know, the kids and I had a great time. We'll just pay our little 35 euro, which they pronounce euro in Germany, and that's probably about the equivalent of maybe 60 bucks. But for 60 bucks, your ticket could cover four people, and it covers it for the whole weekend. So if you got it on, it's per business day. So you could get it on a Friday, and it's just like a bank, you know, all the way through Sunday or even Monday morning, you know, Sunday night, Monday, midnight. And so you could travel right much on 60 bucks for four people, which is not a bad price.
Wow. Well, no. I mean, anything these days costs about that. I mean, you can't go to Disneyland for four people for that price. I can tell you that.
You can't even buy dinner. You can't even buy dinner for four people.
No, you can't. Well, especially if you're drinking wine, you can just forget it, okay?
That's right.
That's why I always have a big purse with me. I just bring my wine. Actually, I just have to bring Daryl's wine.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Well, hey, if the three of you are able, I don't know your time schedule. I appreciate you all calling in. We need to take a little break. If you can hold, I'd really appreciate it. It's about a 3-minute break. And is everybody okay to hang in there?
I can.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you in about 3, and we'll see you back here on the bucket list in just a few.
All right.
This
sounds
is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles. But what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over a million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better, and kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics, or RAD. Please don't drink and drive, and don't drive if someone else has been drinking. Thank you.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Eddie Morales from Kickin' It Old School on KCAA 1050 AM. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to the martial arts event of the year, the Masters Hall of Fame, on Saturday, June 22nd, 2013, at the Orange County Hilton, located in Costa Mesa, California. This year's theme is Women in the Martial Arts. Our guest speaker will be Lisa the Black Widow King. We will be honoring many legends in the martial arts. Join Dan and I from Kickin' It Old School at the Masters Hall of Fame, Saturday, June 22nd, 2013. Get your tickets now at mastershalloffame.org.
And now, on with the show.
And good morning. We're back here live on Blog Talk Radio on the show The Bucket List. Today's segment, we are concentrating on retirement and what we would do once we were retired. We have our guests Bill Dunn and Christina Ross, along with our wonderful caller Anthony from Texas, who we appreciate so much calling in, and all of you for being on the show and hanging on through that break. I have to make a comment about that commercial. I'm listening to it, and I hear June of 2013, and I'm thinking, we were at that event, and that is over. So I guess something on my short-term bucket list would be to update the commercial, and for something in 2014, that might help. Also, I wanted to take a quick moment to thank the SACA Network, Restita De Jesus, and Bob Deal for allowing us to have this show, The Bucket List. When I talked to them about the idea, they actually, for you know, you listeners or my guests that don't know, when I was approached to do this show, they asked me if I would talk about dance, and I dance all day, every day, and I teach with Miss April's Dance from Murrieta, and I also have a Miss April's Dance in Riverside now as well. As my children all moved out, one of the things on my bucket list was to venture out and teach dance in another area, just, you know, in addition to where I teach, because I love my job here, but, my days were getting longer with no kids at home, and I wanted to not just sit and get stagnant, you know, doing the same old, which is, a lot of where the bucket list stems from. So, I told him I love the subject of dance, but I don't think I could eat, live, and breathe dance anymore. I wanted to talk about maybe something different. So I came up with the bucket list, and they loved it. And I really enjoy doing different segments and talking to different people. And just so you all know, I'm living my bucket list right now doing this show. It's I encourage people to try something comfort zone. I am not, I'm enjoying talking to you all, and I'm comfortable talking to you all. But there's a lot involved in learning how to do this, which I didn't realize, which gives me a whole new perspective and respect for radio, talk show hosts or TV talk show. I had no idea. I'm sitting here having to run my own switchboard and learning, how to work controls and microphones. And, I mean, the whole thing is just, it's a scary thing, but it's something that I'm enjoying, and it keeps my mind going. And I think that's a good point. When you're looking at your bucket list, you don't want to just do the same old thing every single day. That's the point is, we have one life. As they say, it's not a dress rehearsal. Get out there and live it. What I'd like to do now is kind of ask each one of you, I'm going to go kind of down the list in a more organized fashion, and I'm going to say one word, and you're going to go ahead and tell me the first thing that comes to your mind pertaining maybe to a bucket list, something you haven't done yet or a place you haven't been. So the first word, Bill, is going to be food.
Food?
Yes, something you haven't tried or maybe a place you want to eat.
I'd say someplace in Ireland with my wife. Maggie is always loved to or wanted to go to Ireland, and it's something we've I've been talking about for years, and so that's one thing I'd like to do is take her out to a pub and have a beer and some pub food and one of the more colorful pubs in Ireland.
Awesome. Okay, Tony. Food?
I would have to say Italy. I'm Italian, despite the accent, believe it or not. I'm actually an Italian guy. And
an Italian Texan. I love it.
Exactly. There's not many of us, so we're pretty special. I would have to say something there in Italy. I would love to travel there. That's where my dad's side of the family came from in Sicily. So definitely would like to have some authentic home-style Italian cooking there and just go through the different deals, how they do it from the courses where you start beginning with, just the way they go from the bread to the different pasta to the different meats and everything that they serve. Just be...
Right.
I
have heard, I think in Italy, there's something about the pizza that here in the States, what we call pizza is nothing like the pizza in Italy. And I'm not sure what the difference is, but I've heard that several times. So that would be very interesting. Italy is actually on my bucket list. So maybe you can take me. Although,
we'll figure something out.
All right. And
if
then
Anthony,
Christina.
If Anthony took you to Italy, you guys would have a great time.
Really? So Bill, when Anthony's
a kick in the butt to hang out with.
Well, you need to warn him about me because I'm a bigger kick in the butt probably. Well, so if I'm in Italy with Tony, is Daryl with you on a boat fishing, Bill?
I could see that happening. I think Daryl would have a great time. He's got all the skills, and he would do great. One of my other bucket list items would be to get Maggie out there in the boat with us.
Ah, there you go. Well, you, Daryl, and Maggie would have a blast while I'm in Italy eating bread with Tony.
and we'd be getting liquored up every night.
I'm sure the three of you would be. Yeah, I'm going to go with Tony. Anyway, Christina, food.
Food, oh, yes. I would like to go to Spain.
Ooh.
Yes, because I would like to eat their I like their breads their very spicy dishes that they have there. Not so much hot spicy, but flavorful, savory spices.
Okay. I like that. You're making my mouth water. Thanks, Christina. Now I'm hungry. I had a waffle this morning. Does that count?
Was it frozen?
It was frozen until I popped it in the toaster.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do this one more time, starting back at Bill. And this wouldn't be just about travel, but the word is adventure.
Adventure.
Yeah, kind of think about that.
Meg and I are getting ready to go on an adventure right now. We're doing another cross-country drive to Texas. And we literally laugh the entire way. We do a lot of people watching. We do a lot of, pull over at the very last second to look at historical monuments and signs and things. We'll drive by and say, geez, let's go to the Grand Canyon. So we go there just at the spur of the moment. So that's a fun adventure that we'd love to do, and we have one coming up next week.
That sounds great. Okay, Tony?
I guess, Vince,
Tony?
I kind of like to hear me?
Oh, I just wanted to make sure you were still with us. I thought maybe you went on an airplane to Italy. I wasn't sure if you were still there.
No, I'm still here for another minute. I guess adventure would be, like I said, love to travel, love to almost, spontaneous things and wild, crazy things, I guess. I think of New Zealand. I really want to go to New Zealand. There's a world's tallest, I guess it'd be a tower or a free fall. You jump off the tower. I think that would be kind of adrenaline rush, you know, stuff like that. That's one of the
kind
things on the bucket list. Sure.
That'd be a huge adrenaline rush, a kind of an adrenaline rush, jumping off something. Tony, I love you. And Christina.
Yes. Oh, okay, adventure. Well, I was just talking to my kids the other day on the way home. I said, you know what, I would like to just get a ticket on a bus and just see where it takes us.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, it would just be one of those things where, okay, just make sure you got a couple of days clothing, you know, in your little in your backpack and some little spinning casts. And just get on the bus.
Yes. I love it. Oh, you guys are awesome. Well, listen, we only have about 9 minutes left of our show, but we have another caller. So let's get them on real quick. Let's see who we have here. Area code 214, you're live on the bucket list for the last few minutes. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Maggie.
Oh, good morning, Maggie. Would you like to introduce who you know here?
I know that... nice guy, Mr. Bill Dunn, and been married to him for 38 years. And I know Anthony, who I love, like he's my son from another mother.
And now you have a new friend, Christina.
Yes. Hi, Christina.
Hi there, Maggie.
Good morning, Maggie. We only have a few minutes left, but first I want to thank you so much for sharing your husband with us on a Friday morning. I appreciate that, and for calling in. Do you have something other than what Bill kind of was talking about, if you've been tuned in, do you have something on your own personal bucket list?
Well, I wasn't able to listen to this show because my mother had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I've been running around.
That's okay.
So I just got the last few minutes. So I don't know what he's really said, but my bucket list is to travel.
Okay.
Bill and I would love to go to Ireland. We want to go to Scotland. We just want to go back to where our families came from. So
right.
That would be
very nice. Well, Bill actually mentioned, well, here's the two things he said, and they both involved alcohol. He wants to get you drunk in a pub in Ireland, and he wants to get you drunk out deep sea fishing with Daryl on a boat, and I'm not included. So this, I'm with Tony in Italy when that's happening, and Christina's on a bus to nowhere. So that's what's going on the bucket list today.
I think I heard Bill say something about Maggie kissing the Blarney Stone or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Christina can come to Ireland and we can all ride on the bus together to the pub.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
I think there's room in there for Anthony, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, where am I?
I think you're driving the bus, April. You're leading the way.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and you all know how much I love to drive.
One other bucket list item that I have is to take my sons and their spouses and my grandchildren and Bill and I for one big family vacation to Hawaii with all of us together.
Oh, that would be wonderful. And you know, Maggie, earlier on the show, I did mention, and I said it was fabulous. My in-laws, Daryl's parents, took us all to Alaska on a cruise. And the beauty of that was, you know, he has since passed. And I don't quote me on this, Daryl, if you're listening, I apologize. I think it was about a year and a half after the cruise that we lost him. It might have been a little longer, but my point on that was, you know, do things when you can, you know, because, life is short, as we, you know, both know, and all of us are realizing the older we get, especially for those of you that are retired now, you know, having to try to figure out, what do I want to do? You know, it's really hard just to reach out of sky and say, oh, today I'm going to this. But yes, Maggie, I encourage that. I think that would be wonderful. And what you can do, all of you, the things you're talking about today, if you accomplish some of these things, please call back in and let us know about it. I mean, that's the cool thing is you can go, guess what? I just, you know, drove a bus to nowhere. And, I don't know if you're going to drive the bus or just get on the bus. But, you know, our family just went to Hawaii, just like I told you a year ago, or, you know, whatever. Set the goals and actually, you know, work on accomplishing them. But, hey, guys, our show is coming to an end. I want to thank Maggie. I know. I'm sad. I'm here. You guys have all been so great. That's for all of you. Bill, Maggie, Tony, and Christina, I just want to thank you so much. I hope you had a good time today.
Oh, I had fun.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, you guys are welcome to come on anytime. You know, even if the segment doesn't match up with maybe what, you know, idea you have to talk about, everyone's always encouraged just to call in. Just because, you know, the segments are specific, it's all about bucket lists, and anybody can call in during the hour and just chat and encourage your friends and family to call in. It's a lot of fun, and it's nice because, as you can see, we all kind of feed off each other and help each other and give ideas and hints and, you know, Christina, plugging your work. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's all good. In fact, our next show is actually, I have invited all the businesses from Lunch with Friends to do the next segment. So I'm hoping that we get some bites on that. So, Christina, maybe you can help help promote the show by encouraging them all to come on and, you know, for next week. So all of you, I wish you a very happy Friday the 13th, and also have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. No matter what you do, enjoy yourself, and remember to help others somewhere before the new year is up, doing something kind for someone else. And thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're
Merry
welcome.
Christmas
and Happy
New Year. Thank you. Good meeting y'all.
April. You're welcome. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You too as well.
All right, bye-bye. Take care. All right, so that was our retirement segment of the bucket list. I have one quote to leave you all with. Never tell me the sky's the limit when there are footprints on the moon. All right, everybody have a wonderful day, and we'll see you next week on the bucket list.